Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the most inclusive pop culture podcast on the planet, the Fun Pop Fan Guys. All right, and we're here with our favorite podcasters, the Fun Pop Fan Guys. First and foremost, we're gonna pause this, and there we go. We're live, folks. And my name is Rich Morton. I am the director of the Center for Music and Creativity, or as we call CMAC, and co-host of our Fun Pop Fan Guys podcast. And I'd like to pass it over to our co-host, the host with the most, Mr. Mark Lazow.
Well, thank you for that beautiful introduction, Rich. Always good to see you. How has your week been?
My week has been spectacular. Actually, my past weekend was spectacular. On topic, I went to see Radio City Music Hall in the city to see my favorite band, Dream Theater, live in concert this past Saturday night, and it was an amazing show. Amazing show.
Oh my goodness. You know, I bought my brother for a gift. I got him tickets to see that show in Denver here, but I could not afford a ticket for myself. So he went with a friend. I wasn't able to go, but my brother and I used to frequently see Dream Theater. Actually had a personal connection to that band and were able to get backstage passes when they would come to Jones Beach. The bass player's brother worked with in the same office as one of my closest friends.
Audiovox?
Yes.
Ha ha! Wow. I knew that John May Young had his brother worked at Audiovox. Look at that, small world.
Fascinating. And well, we will definitely get more into that when we get into our main discussion. How perfectly appropriate, because our main discussion is going to be live concerts and live performances. So we definitely look forward to hearing more about that Dream Theater show, Rich. And now we're going to introduce our incredible panel here. First up, we've got my main man, Eric.
Hello, Elon. And hello, Mucky Mark.
Hello to you, Eric. And how have you had a fun week?
Yes, I did.
Do anything? Did you see that new Snow White movie?
Yes, that's past Monday. That's Monday.
Well, was it good? What's the score out of 10?
I think it's good, Mark.
It was good.
Yeah.
Might have to do a future segment movie review on that one, Eric. Maybe that's next month.
Eric, our resident Disney encyclopedia and historian and expert. So, all right. Well, thank you for that, Eric. Next up, we have our resident gold medalist, the queen of the podcast. Our good friend Dawn, if you want to unmute. How's everything going, Dawn?
Good, how are you, Mark?
I'm doing great. Anything fun or interesting this week that you want to mention?
No.
No, all right. As we said, Dawn is our resident gold medalist. She'll be talking more about gymnastics in a little while. But thank you for that, Dawn. And next up, we got our good friend, Big Mike.
Hi, Mark. Hello. Great to see you again today. It's great
Mike,
to see you.
It is always a privilege to be in your presence.
Yes.
So how has your week been, Mike? Anything?
Good. We did Meals on Wheels today with Rich on Wednesdays.
Every Wednesday you do Meals on Wheels.
Yes. Okay.
All right. That's awesome, Mike. Yeah. Everything went well. That's great. And I know you won't have time to do a whole tribute, but I know you did want to mention somebody that we lost this week.
George Foreman.
George Foreman.
Yes.
Sorry, I didn't.
Muhammad Ali and stuff.
I know I'm asking a lot of questions, Mike. I didn't mean to grill
That's
you.
fine. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Too soon. Too
Oh,
soon to make.
oh, man. I
Too
know.
soon to make Foreman. Too soon to make Foreman grill puns.
Oh, my
Oh,
goodness. All right. Well,
no.
rest in peace,
Charles
George Foreman.
Stickler now.
Yeah.
A true boxing legend.
Yeah.
I'll have a girl or something.
What was that, Eric?
Could have steak, could have hamburger or something, and sausages.
Sausages, yes. You can make sausages in the George Foreman grill.
Yeah.
All right.
And a
And
hamburger and steak.
yes, hamburger. And
And
it's supposed to take that the fat out as well. So thank you, George Foreman, for your contributions to boxing and the kitchen. I know I've gotten a lot of use out of my Foreman grill. All right.
this one.
And then and I am Mark, so that is our panel. Dawn, do you mind hitting that mute button?
Although she will be going first on our famous podcast segments, but
Oh. Well, all right.
actually, but yeah.
All right. Well, let's queue up the individual segments.
Boom.
All right. Dawn, that was a quick mute. Why don't you go ahead and unmute so that we can hear Dawn's gymnastics corner. So, Dawn, last time you talked about Carrie Strug, and I know that going by you and I are very similar in age, so that was the 1996 Olympics, if I'm not mistaken. Was there
Yes,
any?
well, that was the 1996 Olympics.
Excellent. And so you and I were both at that age in 96 to really remember everything. I know the first Olympics I really remember was 84, which I know I'm dating myself as an old man, but the old gray wisdom whiskers in the beard already gave me away. But so going back now to 96, Dawn, was there another gymnast besides Carrie Strug on that legendary 96 USA Gymnastics Olympic team?
Yes, the Magnificent Seven. It was Carrie Strug, Dominique Moceanu, Dominique Duwers, Shannon Miller, Chasey Phelps, Amy Chow.
That's
That's seven.
excellent, Dawn. I know also that was a great team, but I think for this week we're talking about your a more recent favorite gymnast, right?
Oh, are you talking about Simone Biles?
Yes, Simone
All
Biles.
right. Simone Biles. Okay,
Go.
so Simone Biles is the Olympics that just happened in 2024. So
Yes. That was that summer when she went to Paris.
Yes, look at
Paris
that.
2024 Olympics, yeah.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable for us to be alive at a time to watch what many people consider, or who many people consider to be the GOAT, the greatest of all time. And we are here to see it. Well, awesome, Dawn. We will definitely
And I think also she's gonna go to what do you call that now? LA 28.
really?
Yes.
So her career is still going.
Yes, I think she wants to go to LA 28.
All right. Well, that's certainly something to look forward to. And thank you for that, Dawn. Always look forward to and appreciate your insights on gymnastics.
You're welcome.
All right.
I
And if you wouldn't.
love you.
Oh my goodness, look at this graphic.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. Is that you, Eric?
No.
All right.
That was me in my more younger and vulnerable years,
Oh,
actually, though.
wow. Yeah, look at that. Intense. I love that hairstyle. So next up, we've got our resident wrestling expert, Eric. So you are going to tell us about your favorite WWE male wrestling superstars, because you talked about the female ones already. Dawn, if I can trouble you to hit that mute button, please.
Mark?
Yes, if you can hit that mute button, please.
Oh, you're welcome.
Excellent. Thank you. All right, Eric. So let's talk about wrestling.
Yeah.
All right.
This is Finn Balor from the Judgment Day.
Judgment Day.
What's his name, Eric?
Finn Balor.
Finn Balor. He's one of your favorites, right? What about this guy?
Yeah. Dean Ambrose.
What is that? Money in the Bank? He got that one time?
Yeah.
We're going to have to get a segment just about the different kinds of events that they have, I think, at some point. What about this guy?
That's Sheamus, the Irish wrestler.
Sheamus.
Oh. How appropriate, since we're recording this in March.
That's true.
Yeah.
A St. Paddy's Day wrestling.
Because Finn Balor is an Irish guy, too.
There you go.
Oh, and wasn't there another? There's another Irish wrestler, right?
Becky Lynch.
Becky Lynch. I was thinking of the little person.
Hornswoggle.
Hornswoggle. Yes.
Yeah. Hornswoggle.
And who is
this guy?
That's Seth Rollins. Oh, tech team.
A lot of world champions here. Were these two guys a world championship tag team?
Yeah, that's Austin Theory and Grayson Waller.
Wow, very nice. These are some awesome wrestlers you picked here to check out today. Eric, thank you.
Yeah.
And Eric, how tan you look. It looks like you just came back from some sunshine.
Yeah.
Fresh from vacation?
What's wrong with that?
Excellent.
Yeah.
Recharge. Well, Eric, thank you so much for these great insights on wrestling, and we look forward to future segments.
I do it next time.
You already got it planned for the next one. That's great. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for that, Eric. And then next up, we got... Encyclopedia Big Mike. And Big Mike doing a nice tribute for us. The expert all things tributes pop culture.
Luthor.
Eugene Hackman, who plays Lex Luthor in a movie. He's in the Birdcage, what movies he's in.
Birdcage, yes. Do you have a favorite movie that Gene Hackman was in?
I remember that he played the Gene Hackman movie, played Lex Luthor.
Lex Luthor. That was my first time ever seeing Gene Hackman. Was in the first Superman movie with Christopher Reeve. Eric, did you have something to add?
That's not it.
Okay. And all right. So,
no, this guy from Spider-Man movies. Superman movies.
Superman, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he did play Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
He was in a film called The French Connection, which I believe was the one he won his Oscar for.
That is correct, Mark. He did win the Oscar for that. This is a picture on the left with that cool little hat. That was him playing Popeye Doyle, which was an Academy Award Best Actor winning role.
Well then, Rich, let me just say merci. And merci, Big Mike, is thank you in French.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Maybe one of my favorite Gene Hackman performances was in the film Get Shorty, starring John Travolta. But yes, do you have anything else you want to say about Gene Hackman, Mike?
I have that. My favorite memories of Gene Hackman, he was in The Birdcage also.
Robin Williams and Nathan, was it Nathan Lane?
Yes.
Ooh, Nathan Lane, I know him.
What do you know him from, Eric?
The Lion King, he did it for
Yes.
Timon.
The voice of Timon. Excellent. Well, Mike, what a beautiful tribute to a legendary actor. And it is always a privilege to hear all of the information and knowledge that you have about these different celebrities. And you always come through and with these beautiful tributes. So thank you for that, Mike.
Awesome. You're welcome.
All right. Rich, did you have anything you wanted to say before we get into the main topic of discussion?
Well, we had a couple other little things, some extra, but you know what? Let's get into the good stuff, into the live music one for this one.
All right.
And we could always go back to some things we missed last this time next time.
Sounds great to me. All right. So the appetizer's over. Bring on the main course, folks. The main topic of this month's episode is live performance, live music, or just the thrill of seeing a live performance. Originally,
Holistic media, it's called.
what was that, Art?
It's called Holistic media. Holistic media, it's called.
Music media. Sure. What we're
Yes.
looking for is the thrill of a live show. Originally, we were talking about concerts and you know that the
That's part of
spontaneous.
that. That's part. That's part of that same name with music media.
Music mania or media?
Media, the same thing with the concert and
Yes. Excellent. So, Eric, I understand you've been to a couple of concerts.
yeah.
What would you say is
I
your
did with the Bill. I did with the mic guy, the Point Rain, and with the Beach Boys.
And it was raining. You went to see the Beach Boys with Big Mike and Rich, and it was in the
Yeah.
pouring rain.
How ironic that we
You
saw the
know.
Beach Boys in the least beach
Soaked.
weather you can have.
So, Eric, before you went to that show, that sounds amazing. Beach Boys are legends. Was there a
Actually,
song? What was that?
I must say, before the rain hits, it's fine before. But now then, after then, when the Beach Boys on stage, rain comes.
Yeah, and I think you touch on something very interesting. And one of the things that was certainly on my mind when we brought this topic up is that that's one of the things. You never know what can happen, especially when you go to an outdoor show. Was this at Jones Beach?
Yes.
Jones Beach, yeah, a famous outdoor venue in Wantagh, Long Island. And yeah, if you luck out and get nice weather, it can be great, but yeah, unfortunately, sometimes you get rained on. Was John Stamos there? I know he sits in on the drums for them.
John Stamos was not there,
John
although they did put a
Stamos.
little, they did put him up on the screen when they did Kokomo. And they showed him playing a little bit. They totally mentioned Mr. John Stamos.
Well, have mercy.
Have mercy.
Mercy.
Oh, come on now, cut it out.
So Eric, was there like a favorite song that you were hoping they would play before you went to the show? Were you thinking like, oh, I hope they play this song? Do you have a favorite song from the Beach Boys?
That one from which he said Kokomo.
Kokomo. Yes, all right, a true
Because
classic.
I know Charles Stamos from Full House.
Yeah, John Stamos from Full House, also a very accomplished musician and drummer, and also brutally
I
handsome.
wish he was there with them, but not really.
Who wasn't there? Oh,
I
John
said,
Stamos. He was on the screen.
I wish he was, but not there.
Yeah, maybe next time. Any other concerts, Eric? Didn't you go to see Carly Rae Jepsen?
Yeah, twice with my Ostev and this guy here.
And this guy.
This guy. This guy.
And Eric, was that also an outdoor concert, or was
Yeah, I
that
met you.
was it outside or inside?
Before I did with right before Rich, I did inside with my friend I know of, and a second time outside in Pier 17.
Was that at Jones Beach also?
No, Pier 17.
Pier 17 in
Pier
the
17.
city, beautiful
Oh,
venue. If you're ever
the
in New York,
rooftop.
see a video, a concert. Pier 17 is one of the most amazing places to see a concert because you have like you're at like the South Street Seaport basically. So one side you see the Brooklyn Bridge, the other side you see the New York City skyline. You got the Jersey. It's like you're surrounded. You can see the Statue of Liberty way in the back from the stage. Actually, you can see it's a. If you're ever in New York City, get a chance to see a concert, go to Pier 17.
Well, I look forward to that. I know they built several new venues after I left New York that that I've not yet had the privilege of seeing. So hopefully in the future. Oh my goodness, where's Eric he's coming right at us. This is a
They're
3D.
coming right for us.
It's a 3D
Sorry,
podcast.
Sorry, I was just checking my phone for a second here. Sorry.
No problem. And Eric, if I can ask you one last question. You've talked about a couple of concerts that you have gone to. If you in the future could see anybody in concert, who would it be?
Green Day.
Green Day. I know Rich and I saw them on the same tour, different cities. Rich, you saw them in New York, I'm assuming.
At City Field.
Oh wow. Yes, it was a baseball stadium tour. I saw them at Coors Field, where the Rockies play.
Where's the baseball stadium is?
Yep, they played in a baseball stadium. It was an
That's
incredible show. And I got to see one of my favorite bands
what?
open up, Rancid.
Yes, they were really good.
What's up, Eric?
I said was. What baseball stadium is
What
you're talking
baseball
about?
team you're asking, I think, right?
No, not team. The area you're in when you watch your concert.
What area, like what section, like where in the stadium?
What stadium you're in when
Talking about
you
Colorado,
watch
Denver.
that concert.
Oh,
Denver,
you're
right?
oh, okay. Yes,
Am I
where the
right
Colorado.
name of this? I said what name of that area you're in?
Oh, Denver. Yes, Denver. I'm sorry, Eric. I thought you were asking Rich, but I didn't realize that.
I'm asking you.
Denver, Colorado. And our team is the Rockies, and they are always bad because
No,
the owner doesn't spend any money.
I meant the stadium.
The stadium is called Coors Field.
Okay.
All right.
It's
Excellent. Well,
not a team or whatever you guys said, but
the team
stadium.
is, the stadium is called Coors Field in Denver, Colorado. Well, thank you, Eric. And Big Mike, you were also at that same show, at that Beach Boys show.
Yeah, it was raining a lot. It was raining.
Raining a
Tell you
lot.
that.
Yeah.
So, Mike, was there a favorite song that you were hoping they would play before you got there?
I could sing like Kokomo and stuff, like Kokomo.
Kokomo.
Yeah.
All right, excellent. Was there an opening act, or did anybody else play besides the Beach Boys? Did anybody warm up the crowd?
Play like a volleyball in the audience and stuff.
Oh,
Like
the
the
beach,
ball.
the beach balls were go the going
Thank you.
around. Yeah,
Thank you.
it was
Thanks, Rich.
David
Beach.
David Mason of Traffic. They had were actually really really good, really good stuff.
Yeah, like
Played a lot of
but yeah,
Traffic.
cool.
All right. Excellent. Well, it wouldn't be Long Island if there wasn't traffic.
Traffic. Uh-huh.
Yes. All
Coffee.
right.
Thomas.
All right. Don, you want to take that mute off and get in on this conversation? So, Don, you have you been to a concert before?
No.
So if you could go to any concert or see anybody perform, who would it be?
Oh my gosh, I'm not sure. I don't know because I never been to a concert, so I don't think I would. I don't know the answer to that. I don't think.
All right, so you got four people around you that have all been to concerts. So if you've never been to one, what do you think it would be like? Do you have any questions or anything you're curious about? What is a concert like? We can share with you our experiences.
I think I would have to say that if I could see any concert, I think I would want to see JoJo Siwa because she was supposed to have a concert at Madison Square Garden, but then COVID hit and then she canceled her they she
She had to cancel it because of COVID.
Yes.
Got it. Now, Dawn, you've talked about JoJo Siwa before. She's
Yeah,
very big
that's a zero.
on. Oh, look at that. Eric getting very excited. You're a fan as well?
Yeah.
So, Dawn, tell me, I know you're a big fan of the message in JoJo Siwa's lyrics. Is that correct?
Yes, I like the boomerang about anti-bullying, everything. So I like the boomerang song.
So that is that kind of their thing, like talking about bullying and being anti-bullying?
Yeah, I think that because I'm into it because when she was on Dance Moms, Abby Lee Miller had told her that when you get older and somebody bullies you, whatever, you're not going to be able to handle it. Because she was always homeschooled. She never went to school, JoJo dear. She was always homeschooled.
Got it. And that ties in with something that that we've talked about, which is self-advocacy, standing up for yourself. So it's a great anti-bullying message, and hopefully she'll come back on tour again, and what you'll get to see her one of these days. So that's great. And Rich, that show, that Dream Theater show, this is a big deal, I believe, right? Because Mike Portnoy is back with the band, a legendary drummer in the progressive rock and metal genre.
Yep, Mike Portnoy, founding member of Dream Theater. It was actually their 40th anniversary as a band, formed in 1985 originally. And Mike Portnoy was out of the band for a good 15 years. So this is a big deal that Mike's back with the original. So it's the original, not the original lineup, but the core lineup with the what's considered, many people considered the best lineup. And they're just an amazing band. If you ever, a lot of them, a lot of especially musicians love them, and a lot of people would say that each person in the band is the best top of their own instrument. So the guitar player John Petrucci, one of the best guitarists in the world. Portnoy, one of the most amazing drummers. Jordan Rudess, a concert pianist, also playing progressive metal. They're all amazing. John Mayung, bass player, and then James LeBray, the singer, who was amazing, by the way. A lot of people say that he can't sing like he used to, but I tell you, he did great.
Well, that's awesome to hear, Rich. It's always great when you see these bands come around again that you've been seeing for years, and they still got the rocket sauce. So, thank you for sharing that, Rich. And we're about ready to wrap this one up. Holy smokes, does time fly when you're having fun?
But if we could go into overtime, can I show something for 2 minutes? A little surprise?
Please.
Oh, Jesus.
Well,
Send me some good surprise,
this is
kid.
right on the ball.
Oh.
This is some little
Screen.
scene of rare footage that have not probably has not been
I'm
seen
not done yet.
very often. Check this out. This is a little band called Rain.
Oh
If
my
you recognize
goodness.
anybody in the band.
No.
That's you.
Wow,
Who's
from
that on
the
drums? Who's that on drums?
vault. Drums, who's that on vocals? Is that the most famous? singer of The Last International?
That is Delilah Paz, the famous. This was her debut, not a debut, but her first rock star performance, I would say. One of them.
And that's you, Rich?
Yeah, that young gentleman over there playing a guitar. An amazing drummer. That's me.
Oh, yes, Rich.
And that's Mark.
Yes.
That's me.
My face is melting. Shredfest.
What's up, guy at bass?
That's my buddy Joe, who's our in my band now. This is where we first played together.
And who's up carrying a tip top?
That's Delilah Paz, currently touring the world.
That's
a little
band.
Tease. So, what do you think about that, guys? That's
wow.
That's almost video. 20 years. That's almost 20 years ago.
From wow. The vault. Unreal. Thank you for sharing that, Rich. I have not
Rich.
Seen that.
Rich.
What's up,
Eric? What's up, Eric?
She has her own band.
Yep, she's in her own band. They're called The Last International, and they are actually a signed major label band that played all over the world and it's still playing.
Opened up for Kiss. They opened up for Iron Maiden, two of my favorite bands of all time.
Opened up for Robert Plant from Led Zeppelin. The song we just played was from Led Zeppelin. She opened up for the singer of Led Zeppelin.
And I'll tell you another trivia tidbit about that. She put me on the guest list for that show. But that's another story for another time. But what an amazing way to wrap up our episode about live music and concerts. Thank you, Rich, for that amazing piece of footage from the vault. Hey, thanks, Big Ben. We're going to go around and wrap it up and some words of farewell from the panel. Eric, what words would you like to leave our audience with before we sign off?
Please subscribe and comment and ring a bell for notifications.
Thank you for that, Eric. Subscribe, like, and comment positively, please.
And a bell for notifications.
Yeah, ring that bell. Thank you, Eric. Big Mike, what do you got to say?
So have a nice weekend. Subscribe everything and stuff.
Excellent. Subscribe and everything and stuff.
And stuff.
And Dawn. Any words of wisdom, parting words for our faithful audience?
Have a great week and enjoy and have a great time and have a great week.
All right. Thank you for that, Dawn. And Rich, I thank you for your amazing insights on the Dream Theater and, wow, pulling that footage out. Unbelievable. So thank you for that. Thank you.
To Mark and Rich in here. Nice
boys. Yeah, look at that. I was gonna say two old men back when they were young, but we were still pretty old back in that video too. Rich, any parting words?
Well, thank you everybody out there for checking out our video, and we're gonna be we're all big music people, so I'm sure we're gonna be talking more music in the future. And we got a lot of good stuff coming up. But once again, thank you for being here. We'd like to thank all our panelists, and we'll look forward to seeing everybody next time in the next video.
Peace out.
Peace out.
Peace.
Peace.